Good morning and welcome back to the Get the Scoop Radio Show. This is Kristen Hildebrand. I'm Warren County's Extension Agent for Horticulture, and right alongside with me here each and every weekday morning is Chris Schalk. He's Barron County's Extension Agent for Agriculture and Natural Resources. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Kristen.
So it is getting to be about that time where a lot of homeowners and people around our community are putting up their lawnmowers for the season. Kind of almost makes me want to shed a tear just because we're kind of moving in that direction.
Right.
So, and we've enjoyed probably being outside. I feel like sometimes people say the best time I can actually get out and mow the yard kind of gives me a little bit of a mental health break because it helps them think as they're trying to take care of the yard. So Chris, basically, as far as winterizing the lawnmower, how do you think, what are some of the things that we need to be doing to help take care of the lawnmower, especially for the longevity of it for next spring?
Sure. And we just need to, I think the first thing is pretty easy. I just keep things easy. That's clean it up.
Yeah, and sometimes for us, you know, having several things to do, it's hard to get it done.
Sure it is. But you can pick a time. That last time you use it, you need to clean that lawnmower up. And I mean inside and out. Okay? All right. So let's talk about outside first. Really easy to take a leaf blower, which you probably got out.
We do.
And blow the lawnmower. Blow all that old grass off of it. Blow the deck out. Okay? Clean it up good. Okay? Inside and out. Kristen, I like to remove the deck. I like to clean the underside of the deck, get all that old material out of there. You can use a pressure washer. You can scrape it.
And that helps with not having rust.
There you go. Keeps the deck from rusting out. You can treat that with something, whether it's some sort of rust preventer.
Mm-hmm.
You can repaint it. And there's lots of different things we can try to do to preserve the mower deck because, to be very honest, Kristen, if we look at lawnmowers, any type of lawnmower, the deck is usually what wears out first.
Oh, yeah, because
it's doing the work, right? It's taking a lot of abuse. So that's one thing we want to do. Second thing we want to do is we want to take a look at our operator's manual for that particular lawnmower and see if there are any specific winterization procedures that they want to go through. Most of our small engines, we want to do things like drain the gas tank, get that old gas out of there. We definitely want to use some sort of either winterizing product or some sort of fuel stabilizer. Our modern fuels that have got a lot of ethanol in them.
Okay.
That draws water in, okay, all right, and gives us some problems with that. So draining those fuel tanks, getting that cleaned up. You know, there's two schools of thought about whether we need to change the oil or not going into the winter. I think it, you know, again, we go and refer back to our manufacturer's recommendations. And let's think about the battery, if it's got an electric start. You want to definitely keep that battery from freezing. So if it's not being regularly charged up, you may want to remove that battery, bring it inside, put it in the garage, put it in the shop so that it doesn't freeze. Now, other things you can do, you can wash and wax it. That would definitely help, okay? Clean things up of that nature. I think another thing to do is to really take a good hard inventory of if there's any improvements that need to be made. You know, do you need tires? Do you need to get some service work done? We all know of the problematic times that we're in as far as getting parts for things. So waiting till your grass is knee high next spring to order parts for your lawnmower might not be a great idea. Going ahead and getting that taken care of now. You know, the same thing can be said for our other gas appliances or other gas equipment, whether it's a trimmer, a blower, weed eater, whatever you're talking about. Let's get the old gas out. Let's get some fuel stabilizer in. All right. But at the end of the day, we need to look at our manufacturer's recommendation for winter service. If we spend, you know, just a few hours now, Kristen, that'll probably save a lot of time in the spring, and I'm starting to laugh because a lot of times when a small engine doesn't start, especially a chainsaw or a weed eater or a blower, There's usually some
nice words.
There you go. Nice words. Nice words.
Colorful words.
Colorful words. Folks, check out your owner's manuals on your stuff. Get your equipment ready for winter.
Chris, thank you for all those tips on winterizing your lawnmower. And if you missed today's episode, remember you can always catch us now on demand at WGGC.com. Make sure you come back here with us each and every weekday morning at 5 a.m. for more Get the Scoop with Chris and Kristen. A big shout out and a thank you to all of our sponsors that make the show possible, like Farmers Regional Livestock Market and the folks over at Hobdy Dye and Reed. So get your scoop right here on Goober 95.1.